Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, 6 till 7 Pacific Time, every Monday for last 4 years. Oh my gosh, I like my job because this is not a job, this is a pleasure. And today is one of the hottest show ever because we have the word party in it. Woo! We'll be really talking about amazing, amazing band, history of the band, a little break moment for the band, then the today, what's going on with the band, and who is bringing this unusual guest to my studio, friend to our show. Hello, Mike Gormley.
Good evening.
Are you there one more time? I didn't give you little voice. I like the power, but now you can say, Mike.
You pulled the plug on me already?
You know, that's always, that's what woman can do when she decides to, you know, enough is enough, man. Boom, no more. Mike Gormley.
Don't I know it?
Oh, yeah, I know. Yes, let's not talk about that. Uh-huh. That's another show. I can join you on this topic from another side of the point of view. Anyway, Mike Gormley.
Yes.
You're a very important guy. You are here because we like you, but you are here because you're a really important man, and you have great history in the music business, and not only music business. And you have this artist. They have names that everybody knows, everybody is excited about, everybody's like, what? You were working with them? What? You brought them to the stardom? Mike, oh my gosh. And that's true, because I don't know if it's too many managers or like you right now. What do you think?
Like me?
Yes.
What does that mean?
What does this mean? Okay, then I need to explain him how good he is. Maybe you tell us a little bit, who is Mike Gormley? Okay.
Well, I've been in the music business for like 40 years, something like that.
And staying power, that's something in this business that not so many people have.
Right.
40 years in this business. Okay.
And I've just worked with a lot of artists. And in the early 80s, I formed a management company with a guy named Miles Copeland, who was managing the Police at the time.
Okay, let's repeat. We are talking Police.
Yeah. Then, just during the 80s and 90s, I worked with a lot of great bands, including the Bangles and a great band that never got its due called Wall of Voodoo, and another great band that did get its due and would sell out stadiums all over the place. And we went to Brazil and sold out to 35,000 people and so on and so forth, and that was a great band called Oingo Boingo.
Oh, my gosh. This is this great title of the band. Oingo Boingo. Cool. Who named this band this way?
It was Richard Elfman, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was originally a theatrical group, but
they were called the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo.
Okay.
And I was not living in L.A. then, but I would come here on business, and I'd see these signs on the telephone post for the Mystic Knights of the Oingo Boingo, and little did I know they'd eventually take over my life.
Oh, my gosh. For how many years?
I worked with them for 15 years.
That's amazing. And we heard another voice in the studio. Yes. Who is this gorgeous, raspy voice?
This is Johnny Vatos. I'm one of the founding members of Oingo Boingo and the drummer. And I'm kind of carrying on the whole thing. And I have permission to actually call it Oingo Boingo Dance Party.
That's what I'm saying. You know, my gosh. People love to dance. People love to have a good time. And we were talking a little bit before the show, but I don't believe that bands like that exist anymore. What do you think, Johnny?
Well, you know what's really funny? The reason I called it Dance Party is because Michael attests to this, that most of our fans couldn't dance. And so, because the music was kind of frantic and crazy, and they would just kind of gyrate.
But this is
around.
Not freestyle. They could do whatever they could do, and nobody could judge them.
It was. It was very freestyle, and even to this day when we play, they complain and they move the tables away so they can just get up and move.
Oh, my gosh.
Very high-energy music.
But what would happen at concerts, though, is whether they could dance or not, they never sat down.
Wow.
The band would come on stage, the crowd stood up, and literally didn't sit down for the next 2.5 to 3 hours.
Then no bands like that anymore. Yeah. They're not, you know. But, Mike, 15 years with the band, I know you mentioned that a band was already formed and did well before you got them in your hands. Then Mike Gormley just took them over, and for 15 years you directed their practically career and whatever happened. Tell us a little bit about history of the band.
Well, the band, when I started working with them, I'd been a vice president at their record company, so I didn't know them, but I knew their music pretty well. And when I started working with them, they were already quite a buzz. They were already selling out the Whiskey, and there was a lot of talk about Oingo Boingo, and they'd done videos that were very interesting and so on. And they sort of came out of the punk movement, but they had a horn section which pissed off the punks, and they never found their niche, you know, in that.
Yeah, mix genres, you know, from ska, from punk, from, you know, just every style of music, but it's just so hard. I think right now people don't mind mixing genres and styles. I'm sure 30 years or 20, that was like, whoa, you are going there or here. No. Okay, then.
If I can mention another radio station, there's a great radio station in town here in the 80s and 90s called K-Rock. And they're still around.
Yeah.
But K-Rock was playing a lot of bands that other stations didn't play, like Depeche Mode. And the Police were very important to them and so on. But it was that station just loved. We were almost a house band at K-Rock, Oingo Boingo. So we got a lot of attention through that station. And that built up an audience here and on the West Coast and Denver. And I mentioned Brazil. We went to Brazil in the early 90s and played to just the number one record in the country at the time.
For 17 weeks.
Yeah.
They wrote us into a novella. They had a famous novella, and they used it as a theme.
Wow. Then, obviously, you're a drummer. You are a heartbeat for the band. Mm-hmm. And do you feel like most of drummers who are really leaders here? I cannot say, but in a way, I was a part of many, many years with Fleetwood Mac when they came back to the to the stage after 15 years of breaking up. Mm-hmm. Then I was there when they were coming back and having rehearsal and going to the tour, and I was working with a company who was doing branding and marketing for Mick Fleetwood, but observing Mick Fleetwood, who I know for 16, 17 years, his power of keeping band together and also having this leadership and the power over practically everybody there, it's just something very special. Do you feel like you are the most important person in the band? Ha! Yes! Okay.
Well, no, but, you know, it's funny. I got my name, Johnny Vatos. There's a Vato is a Chicano gang guy, and a Vato is the kind of the instigator of this of the happening of the night. Like, well, let's go do this, and let's go do that. So what happened is when you have a large band, an eight-piece band, they become very lazy. So I'd show up at a 3:30 rehearsal, and everybody would be sitting around looking at each other, and I'd go, hey. I'd crack the whip, and we'd start rehearsing, because I'd say, look, we're either going to rehearse or I'm leaving.
Yeah.
They go, oh, we better go, or he's going to get upset. So I was always cracking the whip. Yeah, so just
And of course, I didn't know you before today, but you're very likable. And I don't even know how you can be angry or bring... But I think when you're pissed, you can be pissed.
Oh, I can be really mean.
That's lovely. You know,
I don't carry a gun. That's why I don't carry a gun.
You can really beat somebody up. Okay, then I really believe, and this is very important, to have an eight-piece band, and you need to to be somebody who need to lead in some ways.
Sure.
But from time to time, Mike, you mentioned a name who is really big in this industry. We are talking about a singer who turned to be right now one of the biggest composers, film composers, music film composers.
Oh, yes, the leader of the band. I guess he was a leader.
Sure.
Danny Elfman.
Yes. Then we just dropped the conversation in a moment that you mentioned that the station, rock station in L.A. really loved Oingo Boingo sound. And I don't know if it ever happens like that now, that radio station can have even saying or power who they want to play. It's just really very sad. Mm-hmm. Really very sad. But, yes, then... tell us how this, this is a big name in the industry, and now Danny is not anymore with the band, but band exists.
Well, the band Oingo Boingo Dance Party exists, and it's mostly original members, augmented by a few great musicians, and but Danny's not part of it, and no expectations of that happening.
That's why it's called Oingo Boingo Dance Party. Okay. If it were just Oingo Boingo, then Danny would be singing.
Okay, of course. And so, then but how many years he was with the band?
Well, there was eight original guys, and most of the time we have anywhere from five to three members. Mm-hmm. You know, because everybody's playing and alive in the industry. One guy flew off to Paris to play with Neil Young.
Hello.
Another guy's running to Prague to do a movie score. So we have to have people to fill in for him once in a while.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know. I think this is the best time maybe introduce... song.
Okay. A song?
Sure.
Some music?
I think so. We are talking. What a concept. We are talking about music. We are talking about band, new band, and partying, and new concerts, new shows that are upcoming, which we cannot forget to give people information about that. Okay. Do you believe we close our eyes?
That's a beautiful. We have we re-recorded this, and my son Freddie plays bass on it, and John Avila does his beautiful background voice. It's a great track. We close our eyes. And it was the song that was a number one hit in Brazil for 17 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
This is the version by Oingo Boingo Dance Party.
Yeah.
Okay, then everybody who is driving, please do not close your eyes. But we can do this in the studio. It's freezing here. And we are in L.A. Studio is so cold. But the music, oh my gosh, will make us warm. Okay.
Close your eyes. We close our eyes in the real, and the world has turned around again. When everybody is running in the big race, having a good time. Shadow, who am I? I looked death in the face last night. I saw him in a mirror, and he simply smiled. He told me not to worry. He told me just to take my
No.
The last moment, beautiful, oh my gosh, uplifting and a little melancholic,
yeah.
And just brings you back to the past, but you still want to stay, close your eyes and feel what was, but you are here,
yeah.
And enjoying this moment. We are talking with Johnny Vados from
Oingo Boingo Dance Party,
and we were listening to the
We Close Our Eyes.
Who was singing on this track?
A friend of ours named CPO. He was a singer a few years back. He went on to play with a Beatle tribute band, and now we lost him to the Beatle tribute band.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he lost maybe bigger. I don't know. But now we know a little bit about this sound, today's
right.
sound, and we have a shows that we need to talk about, because this
yeah.
band is all about today. You know,
right.
in a way, past is very, very important. That's why people are coming probably to see and hear your band, because they know so much and they love so much sound of the band. But you need to keep up with that. Then
sure.
shows. Mike, who is the most important man? Who is the booker? Who is the man of the right now making the fame? Big F fame. Okay, what we are doing, where we are playing right now?
Oh, well, we're actually playing in Pasadena. We're doing like an LA tour. There's like three, you know, LA is getting so huge, it's so populated that there's three major clubs within like 90 mile circus. So we're playing October 28th at the Rose in Pasadena, and we're playing October 29th at the Coach House down in San Juan Capistrano, which is handles all the Orange County crowd. And then north of us, where towards your neighborhood in Agora Hills.
Oh, my gosh.
We're playing the Canyon Club.
Oh, Canyon Club.
On the 30th. You have to come.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And the band's known for really great, exciting shows. And like I said, it's like we never really left the stage, never stopped playing. The shows are really exciting and really, really intense. And people show up and they just can't believe it. Our new singer, Brendan McCrary, is just an incredible front man. And he's pretty much taken everything that Danny's ever done and kind of put his own spin on it. And he's really an amazing guy, and people really, really
respond that great.
They love this guy.
Oh my gosh, you know, that replacement, find good replacement
yeah.
in life is so hard. Okay, we can again repeat the three dates. And
yes.
everybody who wants to know a little bit more, please go to Accent on Facebook page. I have a link and bio about band, and of course information about Johnny Vados. And also, I don't know, I post the Fred Zermano phone
yeah.
number. Is this okay? I don't know who's
oh, yeah.
listening. You never know what's going on.
No, he gives
on.
It out a lot. I've seen it on bathroom walls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
That's great. But yeah, whoever wants to get in touch via Facebook
yeah.
or just writing to us, or just also, I think we need to talk to Mike about that. Because Mike, you have something to do with this band right now?
Boingo Boingo Dance Party?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just like him. I help him.
That's who you are?
Yeah, he's a liker and a helper and a wonderful guy.
I know he's a wonderful guy. Boy, okay. Then one more thing, I want to come back to you. Mike, I know we were talking about your past and the big stuff going on, and 15 years with this band, that's like a really long time.
Tell me about it.
Was this happy ending?
No.
No.
Well, no, with the band it was. With one member of the band, it was not a happy ending.
You know? I don't want to go there.
Don't go there.
I don't want to go there. Oh, that's always the one.
Yeah.
Always the one.
Yeah, one of the things that kind of kept the band really fresh and really exciting, and what's kind of one of Danny Elfman's strong points is that he's a workaholic.
Yeah.
And the last time I saw him at Royce Hall, they were doing a special tribute to his orchestral pieces. My son was playing with the American Youth Symphony. It was a big old thing. He looks at me and goes, John, I'm doing three movies right now. And I'm like, what? He's writing three movies at the same time right now. And that was the key to what kept the band so exciting and fresh. We would learn and work out a song, and then we would agree that it sounded good, and we would put it away and never play it. So 9 months later, all of a sudden we had a group of 30 songs, and we go, okay, we're going to do a show. Are you ready to rehearse? And so...
This is live show. We can pick up the phones, the phones are calling. Sorry. No problem.
We would have to remember all the music. So we're all such great musicians that, you know, I would just quit if I get bored very easily. But he always kept us working, always kept us busy, and always kept it fresh.
And creating new stuff.
Crazy. And he writes like crazy. He came to rehearsal one day and he goes, I just wrote a theme for a cartoon. And for 20 minutes, you know, it took me 20 minutes to write it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be everywhere. Yeah. It was a theme from The Simpsons.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know how much money he makes of that worldwide?
No, we are not jealous. We are happy for you. Somebody needs to make great money. And if he's so good, because we love The Simpsons, we love everything what he's doing.
Yeah, and so That's what's the exciting part of the band. So there's so much material, and it's so crazy, and it's so varied that... The shows are really exciting.
Wow. Okay, then again, Mike, three dates. We need to repeat them.
Mm-hmm. We do.
I think I post only one picture of one on my Facebook, but this show will be ready for downloads and to listen anytime when people want. I will post the link. Then we need to give people one more time.
We're covering Southern California, the Rose in Pasadena and... October 28th.
Okay.
And October 29th are at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano.
Okay.
Where the Swallows and the Oingo Boingo dance parties go.
Yeah.
Gura.
And then the 30th is the Canyon Club out in Agora Hills.
That's
a
very
great
club. Very cool.
And then there's another one down the road.
Yeah, we're going to be playing the Whiskey in December. December 16th, because the Whiskies, they're threatening to turn it into a apartment complex.
Gosh, what's going on? LA is dying. He's like nowhere to go, nothing to see, and I don't know. That's not a normal. Something's wrong with this town. Anyway, we are talking also one more time to Mike Gormley from LA Personal Development, because we didn't really give people a name of your business. And now, today, what is LA Personal Development, LAPD. How scary this sounds.
Yes.
What is this company, your business? What do you do?
Well, it's a management and a consulting company, mostly to music artists. But it's also, we're working on a couple of films, and we're doing a lot of different things. And a couple of artists, actors who are not, you know, not musical. But my background is music, so it's mainly music artists. But it's everything from, in fact, one of your guests of the past, Stephen Day, plays sarod, an Indian instrument, and we're doing really interesting things with him.
And we had already actor, very sweet lady who is right now in Canada.
Lisa Langlois. She was here, and we're doing a lot of different things, but it's. It gets complicated at times, but it's great fun.
Okay. I know you, but I don't know you. I know you're very busy, but I still try. Every time when he comes to see you, I try to take out the information from him. What are you doing now? Who are you doing now?
That's a very Canadian thing. You
know? Word Canadian is very important right now, because we are not alone in a studio.
That's right.
We have one more guest in studio, and we have two ladies who also came, but they don't want to talk, and it's fine. But we have somebody very young and beautiful, and somebody who is in LA from Canada, and your name is?
Yannick Collin.
Yannick, we know Yannick. He was here a few months ago with Mommy, and daddy.
My stepdad.
My stepdaddy. And they came to visit you because not only you are young and gorgeous and you are actor and you are pretty lonely, and every mother will be like crying, leaving one son from age of 18 till you are 21 right now, barely, probably.
I'm 20 now.
20 only. Yeah. Gosh, you young.
Still
but
not
yeah,
21.
Fact is, she came
closer.
Came here. She didn't see you, I don't know for how long, and she visited you for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever it was. And now she's back to Canada. And then Mike is from Canada. You are from Canada. And you just wrote to me that something good happened in your life. And obvious, I like you so much because I had the pleasure to work a little bit with you on one of my courses for performance artist, and I got charmed by you, and I'm really your fan, and I'm hoping something great will happen very fast for you. But it really happened a little bit forward. What's happened?
Well, I just recently signed with two agencies, which is awesome. I signed with Spectrum Talent and Impression Entertainment Group. So yeah, I'm looking forward to working with them and see what doors they open.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And like every young actor will say, doors open. You're supposed to open doors for yourself, you know. You need to knock and knock and knock. And I know, Mike, do you have any advice for young actor who just came here and you are the manager? You mentioned word actor, that you deal with some actors also. I know you have great past, and I know you love young artists and you love artists. And I'm the same way, you know. I just love to watch people developing their talents. And even 30-something years ago, we all were very, very young. And how hard is to have a staying power in this business and do what we love to do 30 years later. And I am one of those too, Mike. And I know you will not want to work in another business ever. Then for beautiful Yannick, talented boy, you need to believe me, he's talented. And what you will tell him, how to survive the hardest probably years of his life when he needs to knock to doors?
Well, the motto of my company is activity breeds activity. Mm-hmm. And you've got to keep busy. And it's more difficult for an actor. Like, musicians can jam. Johnny here could go find a gig somewhere tonight and play if he wanted to. And, you know, because you just get up on stage and play and improvise whatever. Actors can't just show up and start acting. So you have to find ways to keep your craft, I guess, teachers through acting lessons. And they're not really lessons. They're really just, they're workouts. You know, you're getting your muscle together.
And meeting people.
And then now you're with an agency and an entertainment firm. So through them, you'll meet people. And it's an ongoing thing. And the other, you know, I used to take artists to parties or whatever, and they would, on the way out, to go, why did we go to that party? And I would say, I don't know. I hope to find out someday.
Wow.
But we met some people. You know, you don't know what's going to happen.
You're
so the activity has to keep going.
You are so right. Mm-hmm. Meeting people is so important. And don't go to the parties or to places to believe that you will meet somebody who will push you further. Because like you say, this maybe not happen for another month or year, but one day, the face and the way how you present yourself, people will recognize you, remember you, and being charming and humble and gorgeous. And, you know, he's very well spoken, has great parents, and I know his dreams. And seeing young person being alone in L.A., and not only he, because I was working like 16 or 17 actors, they all were coming from all around the world, and they were so lonely, but try to just believe that they can do something here. And getting visa, oh my gosh, you know, that's another play. He needs to find a visa, and he's working on that. What's going on with your visa? Ouch!
just getting letters of recommendation and publicity on me, and just booking roles. That's mainly what they want me to do. So I'm working very hard on that. So.
I still said you're supposed to modeling. He's got it something. Yeah, he could go and make some great pictures of some agency. Did you ever go to a modeling agency?
Well, my commercial agency covers most of it, but they mostly cover me for commercial. So I'll have to talk with them more and we'll see in the future.
Just modeling, I really think, is a few pictures. Okay, but anyway, we'll talk to you a little bit more later.
Yeah.
And coming back to Oingo Boingo, and we have great stuff going on. Can we give people names of the people who right now play. Five of them are the
right.
Like
the original members are Sam Phipps, who was actually went to school with Danny. That's kind of a whole interesting little thing. Carl Graves, he's a Canadian, and he. I think he did a little work with Cameo. Remember that band?
What is Canadian doing? They are good luck here.
Yeah, they
Something's
are good luck.
Good about Canadian people in L.A., yeah.
And then John Avila plays bass, a really good friend of mine, and I call him my brother from another mother because we grew up in the same neighborhood, and we've always had a great time playing together. Steve Bartek and Doug Lacey, who played a lot of shows with us and is kind of a regular guy. We have Mike the Spike on guitar. We have Brian Schwartz on trumpet and Humberto Ruiz on trombone.
Wow.
And it's a pretty full band. And Felice, for Halloween, we like to add, you know, I like to add things. One year we added strings. That was pretty insane. But we have Felice Hernandez. Also, background vocals.
That's great. And the word Halloween, when I read the history of the band, Halloween is coming back, always is attached to the Oingo Boingo. Could you explain us why? Why Halloween was so important?
Well, because, you know, we have this, Danny liked a lot of horror movies, and so we have this disrespect for the whole death thing. And we kind of make fun of death.
Disrespect. I like that.
And it kind of follows along with Day of the Dead and that whole thing. It follows in my culture and, you know, all of that stuff. So it's just kind of a bunch of dead music.
That's crazy. Mike, do you like that?
Well, I love that. Yeah, Danny used to say that he wasn't big on Christmas, but Halloween was his favorite time of the year. So that got into the band and all of that flavor.
That was the
That's why he was perfect for the Tim Burton, the Christmas thing,
right.
Because he really doesn't like Christmas.
Right.
Who doesn't like Christmas?
That's right.
Danny!
He doesn't like Easter either. We do. He made us work one day on Easter, Sunday. We go, are you going to work? No, we're going to rehearse. So we were all really upset that day. We showed up on Easter Sunday, and he got a synthesizer, and it was the first one because we were always up the greatest... you know, band for synthesizers. So they gave us this synthesizer. So I was so upset, I screamed real loud and went, and then he went on the other part of the synthesizer and went, oh, wow.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And so next thing you know, he goes, John, go in and start playing drums. So I went in and started going, bah, boom, 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 boom. And he went, ow, ow. Wow. And he did this crazy thing called Cry of the Vatos. And it was the funniest moment I've ever had playing. If you turn it up really loud, you can hear me laughing and falling all over the drums. And we did that for about an hour, and then we went home.
Happy Easter to you.
So he doesn't like Easter, but we did get a good song that day.
Oh, that's amazing, amazing. Okay, Mike, I know you love the band. You are part of the band for so many years, and you are watching them from the side, or you are really, really working with them. We will never know because you will not tell us. But where do you see band in 2 years from now?
Oingo Boingo Dance Party?
Yeah, 2 years
playing
from now.
Away.
What do you think?
Playing away. Playing more markets, more getting back into some
Is
areas.
This something like a rebirth for the band, do you think? Is this something that just is growing like crazy? And are you working harder to just be in front of the people? Is this because I think every comeback has a moment of push forward and then things are happening. Some people
right.
give up. Before this moment, if they want to return, it's happening. But some people go and go and go. Do you feel like you are in this moment that everything is coming to the right place and something big is still in front of the band?
Well, I think nothing will ever be as big as it was.
No, don't say like
you know,
that.
You know, I don't know. But I really, we still enjoy playing together and it's still so much fun and there's still so many markets. That people, we get letters from all over the country. People want us to be there, but because of the music industry where it's at right now,
yeah.
It's hard to get the funding to get a bus or fly out there and all
but
that stuff.
But I really, really believe the music business doesn't exist right now. We right. musicians need to look, and managers and people like Mike, they need to probably look for completely not music corner, looking for people who have money, people who have a businesses, and they love music for what music is,
right.
not because they want to milk money from the artists, yeah. but they really want to be part of them. Something that they love and they want to be just part of it. Then I don't know, I am excited because today I had this very unusual conversation with Europe, and we just signed another artist to build whole album, but it's very unusual artist who is a model. He's a beautiful man who is dressed completely with ladies' clothes on the runways. They call this androgynous.
Right, androgynous.
Yes, and he was here. I met him here. How life goes fast, what I'm saying. You never know
sure.
what you will be doing, because he was here like 2 weeks ago for Polish Film Festival, L.A. There was a movie made about him because he's a boy from small town, and one day he just won this big modeling contract. Now he's in Vogue. He's on the runways all around the Europe. I don't know if world, but his really dream is about singing, you know, and then you think, who he wants to work with? Does he want some very modern sound that is right now on the radio? And naturally, I was thinking club, electronica, pub, because of the way how he looks, clothes, and just gorgeous, gorgeous man. And he now, he likes throwbacks. He likes the young 20, barely years. He is looking to 70s. He's looking
right.
everything, Prince. He just sent us, you know,
sure.
music from, you know, and what I'm saying, what was then is now also, because the young people through internet, they will find what they love. But right. the manager of this boy, she's not related to music business. And she is doing so well right now in my country because she has a contact with completely, you know, businesses that not even like Pepsi-Cola or Coca-Cola or this type. Things that she's finding completely outside of the box. She goes to the companies, they have nothing to do with music. She finds the person who loves to be part of growth of the artist or
right.
the band. Then I don't know, Mike, I'm sure I'm not saying nothing new because you're a genius, and I'm sure you already are thinking, okay, Oingo Boingo can be sponsored tomorrow by
right.
AT&T,
right.
who right now merges with Warner. Why not? Look, this is the big company, or just, you know, completely out of the music corner. Do you feel
yeah,
that
we're actually talking to a couple of companies right now that are not music companies? So.
Come on.
Yeah, so, you know, in a couple of years from now, we'll either be everywhere or I'll be watching another season of Law and Order.
No, it's just no option for that, Johnny. It's just no option.
You're absolutely right. It's
no option.
Thank you for the encouragement. There's no option.
No.
I'm pedal to the metal. We're going forward.
Yes, this is the push, like I say. We are talking, this word push is very, very important, and you need a person who will push you,
yeah.
but we are just the pushers. You need a push and give birth to this child. Without last push,
yeah.
the child is not born. And this is like, yeah, you say revival. This is something new, but really old, but really new.
Sure.
Because this band, I cannot wait to hear live. And
oh,
obviously YouTube,
I
was flipping
it.
Through all these links and just listening and da-da. But what is now is now. And that's, and young people, whoever you reach, I'm sure most of the audience is of certain age, yes, 50, 40s. And or do you see young people coming, like young?
Actually, it's amazing how many young people are coming up to me now. And one of the little side secrets that I was gonna share with Mike is that when we do our record, we're gonna make it available for free download for any high school kids.
Genius.
Anywhere.
What about shows in high schools? What about
that's totally doable too, because the subject matter is so intense, and it's still real relevant and still a lot of fun.
Oh, genius. That's really, really cool. And we have time for another song.
Excellent.
Okay, then title, Only?
Only a Lad?
Yes.
Only a Lad.
Explanation.
Oh, well, you know, it's just, it's probably one of the first songs written about somebody who wanted his own reality show.
Me! Everybody in America.
That's cool.
Okay, let's see what advice you have for me. Let's listen to the song, Only a Lad.
Thank you. as a child, everybody could tell. Everyone said, if you don't get straight, you shouldn't go to hell.
Gosh, can we breathe? A lot of rockers, young rockers can learn a little bit and probably will find really, really comfortable playing this song on ice day. This is so full of energy, hot, and I was smiling and I couldn't stop moving.
That's what happens. That's the beauty of the fun.
Yannick, what do you think about this song?
You know what? I love these kind of songs. I love Blink-182, Sum 41, and great groups like that. And I can see myself love this group also, you know?
Okay, we have very big stamp of approval, 20 years old, great gentleman from Canada.
I love it, actually, yeah.
It's just happy. I know you have probably every style of music, and you can take us through a lot of moods, but gosh, show me the band who can make you feel like you're alive one more time. Or when you leave the party, Oingo Boingo party band, when you leave the show, you are just happy.
Yeah.
That's what you want to give to people?
It's always what I want to give. And I always want... Yeah. I had this psychic lady friend of mine. She goes, you know, I was watching your energy from on stage. Did you know that your hands just push the energy and you bless the entire crowd when you play? I go, yeah.
Yeah, that's the power that the music has. And obviously, you know... bring people happiness, the moment of really high energy, that they come and they're like clean themselves from this sadness or just not so good day, and they just smile. Wow, no, we wish you and band the best, everything the best, because it's no bands like that anymore.
Yeah.
That they need to just come back and they need to just be like new. and you'll be new. You promised 2 years from now, I don't know what movie you'll be playing with your band, but Mike, what do you think? There's some movies or the songs were really included from Ango Bango.
They've done a lot of movies.
That's what I'm coming back. Then time for new hit.
We'll get them back in some movies. Yes.
Yeah, sure. And the young, crazy young people. There's something that is parents and youth oriented, that you have two worlds that can combine, you know, the music can combine. Okay, let's think about movie, Mike.
Right.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll find out where we can put them. I just love it. I would love one more time to introduce my guest of today, and maybe I will start this time from the gorgeous people, believe me, gorgeous, young, beautiful human being, actor, and he's here from Canada and fighting for his dream, and we are just, as a mothers, fathers, and friends, we just wish young people to just keep it going, because artists and managers that I have here, we are here for 30 or 40 years in this business, and we are not letting go. We will be pushing, pushing, pushing. This is the only things that you want to do. Then your name is, my gorgeous guy?
My name is Yannick Collin.
Yannick, how cool name this is.
Beautiful name.
And it's by Y, you know, it's just calling, I don't want to say spelling, in my country is unusual too. But Yannick Collin and his beautiful girlfriend is with him. You can say her name.
Rosita Mateos.
Okay, hi Rosie.
Hi.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, she's gorgeous. And I always want to find out, who is she? What is she doing? Why is she so pretty? But I know you, we met before too. And that's great that it's almost 6-7 months, you both are still together. Yay! Yeah. Young people. Yannick, again, you are signed to two agencies, yes?
Yeah.
And you are fighting for your...
Yeah, every day.
And
every
day. Visa. Every this day. Is important because you need a visa. And if anybody wants to contact you after they see your pictures that we snap after the show, how we can find you?
Well, you can contact me by email or through my website or Facebook. Should I spell my name or?
Absolutely. Of course, everybody go to Accent On. I got his link to the Facebook, but you have a website and yes. Then on the Facebook, spell your name.
Yeah, Yannick, it's Y-A-N-N-I-K, and Collin, which is C-O-L-L-I-N.
So wonderful to see. So just gracious gentlemen, young gentlemen. Okay, then we have this powerhouse here. Johnny Meadows! Oh, my God, my God! Dance party, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and I will be looking forward to Agoura shows in a Canaan Club on the 30th. But we have two more shows.
Right. On the 28th in Pasadena at the Rose, and on the 29th at the Coach House in Orange County, or San Juan Capistrano.
Lovely. And hopefully we'll be having you back with some more stories. And, of course, we have our friend of the show. We love Mike. Mike is coming here. Always an amazing guest, and we appreciate Mike Gormley. And people can find you?
People can't find me.
They can find you. I have a link on my website. But they can find you. They can contact you. Where? Just give them the name of your business.
It's not Los Angeles Personal Development, LAPD. It's a management firm, and it's on Facebook and all those places you can find me.
And if people do LAPD, can they find you right away, too?
Yeah, don't call the other LAPD. Don't call there and ask for Johnny Vatos. It's a bad move.
Oh, you never know. Maybe, you never know. You know, these people need a lot of good music right now because they are working very hard to keep us safe. And police has no easy. Maybe some free charity concert for Polish people.
Sure.
For Polish people, there will be Polish people, I said. That's another concert that we can do in Poland.
That's right.
You know, but for police, thank you for everything what they do for us. To keep us safe. For right now, I love you. I love everybody for listening and coming to the studio. And good luck on
the
shows.
Thank you.
And I will
finish
for like 2 minutes of something that I wrote and sang for a second. And then we'll see you again. And I know, Mike, we have another friend of yours calling us in on November 5th, yes?
Amazing. Johnny knows her. And Jeanette Napolitano from a band called Concrete Blonde, but she's on her own now, and she's doing gigs around. So
lovely. For sure we have something in common. I have blonde hair, and then music for sure will put us together. Thank you so much. Dance and pray, Ilona Europa, for today. Bye-bye.